Hey, Professor Tony, this is Monica Valle. I am from the Bay Area in a small town right outside of Oakland called Union City. I was born and raised there until I was about 17 by my mom and dad, and then moved out here after high school. I lived in the dorms for the first year of my life and had the best year of my life, but got nothing accomplished academically, so I went back home for a little while. Got my act together and came back about 3 years ago and just fell in love with this wonderful city. And I've been working two jobs trying to pay rent and going to school full time. I just finished up at Mesa, where I was there for 2 years. Great school, loved it, but I'm happy to be at State now. My major is kinesiology with an emphasis in athletic training. I hope to one day work with extreme sports athletes, like the ones in X Games, like snowboarding, motocross, dirt bike riding, BMX, skateboarding. I just love any kind of extreme sport like that because I think they're just on the rise right now and going to be in high demand in the future. As far as why I'm taking this physics class, it's basically because of my major. It is a prep class, so it's required, but I'm finding more and more that it has a lot to do with athletes and sports and fields that I want to go into. So I think it will benefit me to understand how force and velocity have what they have in common, and as far as athletes getting hurt, how the force of the injury will affect the athlete. So as far as your problem solving purpose, the problem solving method basically breaks down the problem itself, and it starts out by using a scratch paper and jotting down anything that you know, any values that are given, any known values, and any diagrams that you can make with before you start solving the problem. It helps to give you some reasons, and it helps also so that you can get any guesses that you may have down before you rewrite your solution. It also is good to talk to yourself, because when you talk to yourself out loud, you are expressing the problem and possibly expressing the possible solutions to see if they sound right. Then finally, after you have your guesses, you can write down a clear and concise and complete solution, making sure that you watch your units, your significant figures, and explaining how you got the problem itself. This method could possibly help in many different kinds of problem solving areas other than physics. But I think I will probably be using this in even areas as far as assessing a situation if an athlete is hurt or injured. Let's see, what do I expect in college? Well, what do I expect to get out of it? Hopefully a lot. Hopefully my money's worth, because it's cost me a lot of time and effort so far. The degrees that I want, not only a bachelor's, but I'm probably going to go on for my master's, just because I might as well get it all done now while I'm kind of young. But I expected to get a lot of friends out of it, and I think I've already succeeded in that. Every semester I seem to meet new people in different classes, which is great, because these are people that have a lot of the same interests as I do. And I think once I'm out of college, it's going to be a lot harder for me to make friends in the real world, because it won't be so easy. For this reason, I really like college, because I do like the people I'm around. I do like some of the professors, and I like the activities that college has to offer. So I really expect to enjoy my time at State. I hope I won't be here for too long, but hopefully I'll make it through without any problems. So thank you, and I'll see you in class.